Thank you, Basil, and good morning, Milsey. The latest models have COVID-19 experts predicting the virtual caseload may peak here this coming Monday. And there is also encouraging news from Andrew Cuomo, governor of the very hard-hit state of New York.
Increase in hospitalizations is the lowest number we've had since this nightmare started. We are flattening the curve so far.
Yet New York State recorded another daily death record, 799 yesterday, bringing its total to just over 7,000. The national death toll here now more than 16,000. We're hearing from some more doctors on the front lines, physicians, nurses, and other medical workers across this country and, of course, in Australia, too, have harrowing stories. In New York, anesthesiologist Dr. Daniel McCullough is among those trying to keep critically ill patients from dying.
We are face to face with these patients who are breathing rapidly, coughing, and we need to place the breathing tube to properly oxygenate them and keep them alive.
He spoke to the American ABC, so did Dr. Ali Raja, who was intubating COVID patients in Boston.
In one eight-hour shift, I intubated 10 patients, more than I've ever done in one shift in my entire life.
At a hospital in Brooklyn, John Marshall is the physician in charge.
Pretty much the entire emergency department's a hot zone. We're working on the assumption that almost every patient has corona at this point.
Also this morning, the U.S. government's latest weekly unemployment numbers are as bad as expected, if not worse. 6.6 million people here filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits this week, with the three-week total approaching 17 million. That's about 10% of the American workforce. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger on CBS.
The records continue to just blow the minds of every economist and every American who sees the numbers come in, some of whom are feeling it day to day in their lives.
But with those predictions, the U.S. may reach its peak in confirmed cases on Monday, plus new action by the Federal Reserve to stabilize the economy. Wall Street is encouraged, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average closing up 285 points. And finally, Milsey and Basil, as we mark Easter, Passover, and Ramadan, my wish to everyone listening for a good, also safe holiday weekend.